UC Davis students call for disarming of police as cop killed on duty. By Tom Sicata on June 25, 2019. Students at UC Davis have continued to campaign for the disarming of campus police officers in the aftermath of the death of local police officer Tara O'Sullivan, who died in the line of duty. According to a report by the College Fix, students at UC Davis have refused to give up on their push to disarm campus police officers. Last week, Sacramento police officer Tara O'Sullivan was killed in the line of duty while responding to a call in North Sacramento. UC Davis Police Chief Joseph Farrow said in a comment that the students' protest efforts have opened a dialogue about the important role that police force plays in their community. As a police agency, we find ourselves oftentimes in situations that are quite unusual and frightful. I believe a police department that is properly armed and trained is useful. I can never support disarming. It's just wrong, Farrow added. All you have to do is look across the street. Farrow concluded that disarming the police is a bridge too far. The UC Davis student government approved a resolution that calls on the campus police force to lay down their guns. Despite not needing deadly weapons in the course of their job, nationwide campus police departments continue to utilize a culture of fear around school shootings to justify their increasing armory of military-grade hardware, the student government resolution reads. Breitbart News reported in January 2019 that 22-year-old UC Davis police officer Natalie Corona had been murdered in the line of duty. At the time, students argued that a memorial photo of Corona was offensive to the Black Lives Matter movement. In the photo, Corona was holding a Blue Lives Matter American flag. The flag has also been used by the alt-right, and is often seen side by side with the Confederate flag, students said at the time. Blatantly anti-Black and disrespectful. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.